And finally today, British singer-songwriter Laura Marling, who was just 18 years old when she released her 2008 debut album, Alas, I Cannot Swim.
Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love.
Over the past 12 years, Marling has released several other acclaimed albums, split time between the UK and Los Angeles, and even took time to get a master's in psychoanalysis. She just released her seventh studio album. It's called Song for Our Daughter. Marling spoke to us recently from her home in London and explained the album's title.
The title comes from the central song on the album. And it's slightly, somewhat an homage to Letters to My Daughter, the Maya Angelou book, which is a series of letters or essays to a fictional daughter or to a wide, broad idea of a daughter, a younger generation of woman. And I wrote that song with that thought in mind, a sort of fictional, I'm not myself a mother, but sort of the idea of a maternal lineage.
Though they may want you to tread in their trail, only to see if the path they set fails. Though they may want you to take off your clothes.
That song was all written thinking about how I would have armed myself, a younger version of myself, I guess, against some of the experiences that, or the accumulation of experiences that one accrues as a young woman in the world. And it's fairly on the nose, I suppose, in some respects. But yes, I was there. Now I'm, you know, I'm 30. I started my career when I was 16. So I'm now in the position at 30 where I can see people of the ages of 16 and to 21 kind of thing, and see how incredibly young they are in the most brilliant, vibrant way, and realize that I was so young, and what an incredibly difficult thing it is to be young and to make lots of very important decisions. So that is just a product of the time of life that I am at.
Maybe now you believe her for sure. She remembers what I say. The book I left by the bed. The words that some survivor read.
When I think about how I might have evolved as an artist, it's quite a difficult thing for me to see because I'm on the inside of it, so I see it all very slowly. But when if I think about how my songwriting has changed or how I might have changed as a person over that time, I think my interest has always been in the songwriting, always inhabiting this character of a kind of forsaken, hardworking woman. And I've tried to consider why it might be that I have adopted this character, as it's not my experience of life necessarily.
What became of Alexandra? Did she make it through? What can a woman get to love you? Wrote us all a little note, nothing left to lose. What can a woman get to love you?
I think if I've got older and as I've learned more about how culture and, you know, yourself, all these areas from which you inherit ideas and patterns can be harnessed and taken control of, and you can make your own version of them. You can control the narrative, as they say now. And that opens up a whole different world full of different perspectives. So I think I've changed my character direction in the songwriting in a slightly more self-empowered way.
Alexandra had no fear. She lived out in the woods. She'd tell you what she's doing wrong if she thinks she'll be understood. Pulls her socks up to her knees, finds diamonds in the drain. One more diamond
I'd like people to listen to this album and recognize something. I think in my experience of hearing what people say to me about what they hear in my albums is that they hear something uncanny, like something that's nearly them, but not quite. But it makes them feel understood. And I think not that this album doesn't offer anything relevant to the time that we are living in right now, this really unforeseen time. But I think there's something really wonderful about the united feeling of feeling understood and seen. And so I think it could offer that.
That was Laura Marling talking about her new album, Song for Our Daughter.
Get all your records out and throw them all away. No one left to listen to, much left to say. Working hard.